Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Supreme Court ruling that just came out in the last few hours is really bad news for gun owners. You see, all previous rulings by the Supreme Court had clearly stated that it was an absolute right to self-defense, and we had the common law, and we have the state laws that you could openly carry, you could conceal carry, you could have firearms in your vehicle. And then Chicago, New York, other mob boss crime systems, big city crime systems, banned their quarry, banned the prey that live there from owning firearms to defend themselves. The wolves said, we want sheep that are very easy to basically devour. We don't want men that can fight back against us. And we don't want sheepdogs in our community who've got teeth as well. So what we want is disarmed slaves. And I heard the Violence Policy Center ahead on a radio show this morning on CBS News. And I was watching some television this morning as well. And they had the Brady campaign on. And they were reading the subsections by Alito and others with Republicans like this. Who needs Bill Clinton? Who needs Al Gore? Who needs the crazed sex poodle, as he's now known in the media? Who needs them? And I've got his quotes here, noting that cities can engage in whatever Second Amendment restrictions they wish, as well as states, up and to banning firearms anywhere but in your home, registered and locked up. And they can restrict the type of firearms. You can basically have maybe a .22 caliber single shot rifle that's locked up with a biometric key access system. I mean, that's basically what the feds are pushing for. So, yes, if you can jump through 100 flaming hoops, dance on the head of a pin, and then dance underneath a blue moon and frolic with leprechauns, Easter bunnies, and unicorns, then maybe if the local sheriff says okay, like in New York City, then maybe you can have a firearm if you're a Goldman Sachs executive that's ripped off a bunch of people and now needs one to protect themselves from all the families they ruined. As Bloomberg reported a few months ago, Goldman Sachs high-level employees are all being instantly given firearms permits. Oh, you're mafia? Oh, you rob people? Oh, you're like us? Sure, City of New York says here's guns for you, but not for all the regular slaves. So that's how they operate. So I thought I'd go over this. Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. Oh, they extend. They give it to us. And so basically what they're doing is saying, look, these lower courts have said there's an absolute ban on it. And no, we're saying that if you can find the magic pass through the mountains, if you can scale Mount Everest with your arms tied behind your back and with your legs chopped off, then you may be able to get a firearm. Again, if you can scale Mount Everest with your arms tied behind your back and your legs chopped off, or if you're a Goldman Sachs executive. So this is how they spin things. Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. The court was split along familiar ideological lines, with five conservative, moderate justices in favor of gun rights and four liberals opposed. Elena Kagan's for an outright ban on the Second Amendment, and she says make speech the government doesn't like disappear, if it's for the greater good, of course. And she'll decide the good with that huge camel hump hanging beneath her neck. But they've prettied her up, though. They put some little earrings on her and a necklace and some makeup. Makes her look more nightmarish. Looks like John Wayne Gacy dressed up in his clown outfit.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The John Wayne look-alike, John Wayne Gacy look-alike, that is, Elena Kagan, is up for her confirmation hearings today. I could see her being confirmed to something like the North Korean court. I could see her being confirmed, if we could put her in a time machine, to one of Joe Stalin's courts. But to the United States Supreme Court? Well, yes, times are a-changing. And the way the corporate spin doctors work is they have the Supreme Court rule that lower courts cannot 100% bar citizens from owning firearms, but in the words of Justice Alito, limits by no means or eliminates their ability to devise solutions to social problems that suit local needs and values. So that's democracy. If your local town or your state wants to completely ban your right to own guns, and that's what the ruling states clearly, then your Second Amendment goes bye-bye in a big way. And that's what the Violence Policy Center is saying. That's what the Brady campaign to disarm the slaves campaign is saying as well. So we're going to be covering that today. Again, senators are signaling contentious hearing on Supreme Court nominee, but Republicans are saying they do intend to not put up a fight blocking her confirmation, but are going to raise issues concerning the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, because on both fronts, she has said that she believes they can basically be restricted down to nothing. And I think she'll fit nicely on the court, because you've already had four of the supposed liberals narrowly being beaten by the five so-called conservatives. And imagine, four of the Supreme Court justices ruled in the case that was announced today, but they ruled months ago, that they would completely ban all guns in America. They argued, as the Attorney General argued, as Elena Kagan has argued, as Janet the Butcher of Waco, Reno argued, as Barack Obama as a state senator and a federal senator argued, as Rahm Emanuel has argued, for the complete and total ban on firearms for civilians. That's code for blood bags. The government's the vampires. We are seen as a Big Mac and fries. We are seen as their food. Government's food. This is how it works in most other nations. We are slaves to them, and slaves are not armed worldwide. People aren't armed in North Korea. That's an instant death sentence. People weren't armed in Stalin's era. They weren't armed under Mao Zedong or in China today. It's very simple, very elementary. And so now they're teaching police nationwide with the last federal ruling a year ago and now this ruling. Yes, you can have a gun in very rare, limited situations when we give it to you as a privilege. If you're a good little local government criminal who's retired or a Goldman Sachs executive, you can have a boom boom. And of course, then you've got all the money for your own private security who gets special licenses. We see this now where private security is used at the G20 in Pittsburgh, used in Toronto. They're armed. They're grabbing citizens off the streets. All these mercenaries can do whatever they want. The Pentagon announces they'll kill U.S. citizens whenever they want inside the United States or anywhere else for that matter. But you don't have a right to defend yourself. You're meant to crawl into a ditch and die after you're done being bled by Big Daddy government. Speaking of Big Daddy, I heard a reporter on the radio this morning on the local news quoting Senator Byrd of West Virginia as Big Daddy, as he was known in West Virginia, for bringing money into the state. Yeah, government's done real good for West Virginia, one of the poorest in the nation. Big Daddy, anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, former member of the Ku Klux Klan, but he was against Hampton Gett. I mean, blind hogs are occasionally do find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. But he's died, of course, the longest-serving senator for over half a century. He died early this morning. And that is throwing a wrench in the financial reform bill, which even the Washington Post admits allows the Federal Reserve unlimited power to seize any financial institution they wish and feed it into their criminal combine, throw them into the wood chipper, and take over all your local banking systems and take over your local businesses. And, I mean, the Washington Post, in their own analysis, said unlimited authority to create any rules they wish, which means extra legislative laws. Well, he was the 60th vote that they needed. Now they have those 60s, I guess, on a spending bill or filibuster proof. And now it's thrown the whole thing into question. But I'm sure they'll get some new interim appointee in there who'll get up there and pull the lever for the financial dictatorship to fully take over the United States. I mean, they already had their whole body inside the tent. The camel was already inside the tent, and we were about 90% pushed out of the tent. All that we had left in the tent was our nose. So our nose was left in the tent. The entire camel was in the tent, but its tail, And with this legislation, now the entire camel, including its tail and all of its manure, will be inside the tent, and we will be fully outside the tent in the sandstorm of the global depression. And for anybody that knows about Sahara sandstorms, they can blow at 130 miles an hour and cut the flesh right off your body to the bone. But the Goldman Sachs bankers, about to appoint Elena Kagan, a.k.a. John Wayne Gacy. I mean, she literally looks like John Wayne Gacy. It's very frightening. John Wayne Gacy in drag instead of a clown outfit. I just noticed the striking resemblance, and I search engine the term, and when we're later live on TV, I'm gonna. Guys, am I right? Does she not look like John Wayne Gacy? A little bit. Well, yeah, that's not the main photo I saw her where it really looks like it. It's where she's smiling downward with the jowls puffing out around her, like a walrus cheeks, and like she has 100 gallons of cream gravy in that. It's almost like she's a demonic pelican, and it just swings and jostles down there, and then little government vampires come up and drink the pus gravy out of her giant tallow bag. Oh boy. I mean, what a monster, ladies and gentlemen. Openly says you can disappear your speech. Openly says you have no right to own a gun. And we already have 4 traitors on the court, I mean, who openly say they would completely ban the Second Amendment down to nothing. And I heard the Republican leader of the Senate on the radio this morning saying that, well, we're probably not going to block her, but we're going to have tough questions. I mean, they should be saying, no way, this woman is a monster. She's against our cherished First Amendment and our cherished Second Amendment and against our cherished Fourth Amendment. I mean, this woman is a monster, a serial killer of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's like some type of mini-me of Janet Reno. She does look like Janet Reno, too. I mean, I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, John Wayne Gacy looks scary, and so does Kagan. I wonder if she dresses up as a demonic clown. Maybe we can have Phil do a quick clown job on her. Yeah, but he loves to do things so perfectly. He's a great graphics guy, but just slap some blue triangles on each eye. And just in fact, give that photograph of John Wayne Gacy. Look, let's slap on Infowars.com on it side by side with John Wayne Gacy, and let's get it up on Infowars.com. By the last hour of the show today, I think we can do it. Hell, I can go into Photoshop and give her a little clown outfit. She's thinking about your guns, your private property right there in that photo. Oh, it's going to be fun once she gets you in those handcuffs of tyranny. Oh, boy. Oh, there's nothing a psychopath loves in heaven. You just where they like you so they can take their time getting all the goodies. John Wayne Kagan. John Wayne Gacy Kagan, Supreme Empress of the New World Order. She's never been a judge. But see, that's all part of the sick joke. Hey, she's a tyrant. Yeah, she's silly and ignorant and looks like she got run over by an 18-wheeler, but she hates America and that's enough. You know, they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and is ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Well, Elena Kagan may be stupid, may be uglier than sin, but she hates the First and Second Amendment, everything else this country stands for, so she's in there. All right, I'm really being nasty today. I just can't look at these people anymore. Oh, my gosh. My friends, I have got 7 stacks, giant stacks of news here in front of me. And I promise to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. In the last hour, we're going to talk to a bunch of activists at the G20. 1.2 billion, the CBC reports out of Canada. The feds are back in the news, and CNN and ABC promoting more H1N1 shots. The same mutation as last year had no effect to help you last year and was toxic. The courts have ruled, and top scientists and bodies and the European Union Medical Commission, headed up by Dr. Wolfgang Woodrag, and it's admittedly a hoax. The British Medical Journal has come out and said it was a hoax, and they think you're so dumb they're back on the news saying take last year's stock. They've got tens of millions of dosages in England and the U.S. and Europe nobody would take. Record numbers refuse to take it. And so they're running around saying, oh, we need you to take last year's shot this year. And, of course, there's a certain group of idiots out there that will line up and take it again. All right, it's all coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jam-packed Monday transmission.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Oh my gosh, we're just minutes away from Elena Kagan, the demonic pelican, her jowls filled with the souls of all her slaves, taking the stand.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
Hundreds of reporters bowing down, everyone electrifying the room with energy. The demonic pelican, somebody's dad, somebody's boyfriend that I shouldn't be talking about, is about to take the stage. She hates our freedom. I'm supposed to bow down to her. I'm an American. I love the printing press. I love muskets, ball, and powder. I love George Washington. I love Thomas Jefferson. I need to learn to bow down to the demonic pelican. I shouldn't make fun of the demonic pelican. She's somebody's daddy.
Just not your kind.
Why can't we just brush all these little pot-bellied, gravy-filled, jowled creatures out of our way? Why can't we just take our government back and our republic back? Why can't we find our red blood again and stop submitting to their domestication? I'll be the first in line. And it's going to work this time. Oh, peace sells. But who's buying? Peace sells. But who's buying? Oh, no, not Kagan. Taking the stage. The destroyer of the Constitution. The destroyer of the Republic. The God of the New World Order. This is what we're meant to bow down to. This is what we're supposed to worship. This is what the land of the free and home of the brave has been reduced to. Well, this is what I say to the demonic pelican. This is what I say! Back slaves cowed by every form of tyranny under the sun and new ones these globalists are inventing. I will not allow that demonic pelican to perch up on my back and pluck the eyes of liberty from my skull. They have given us false heroes. They have set up systems of weakness. We're not putting up with it anymore. All right, I got to settle down and come back and cover the news. I'm just out of control today, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I just see the Supreme Court ruling, and I read the actual decision, and it says, oh, you have a right to turn your guns in. You have a right. I mean, they actually say in the ruling, well, Chicago can basically still have guns be banned. They've just got to allow people to have a procedure to attempt to go through all the regulations to maybe sometimes get a firearm. Because, see, the elites have decided they still want to be able to own their own guns. So they want it nebulous enough where, look, I'm not going to live as a slave, okay? I'm not going to live so a bunch of criminal Kinley Madoff types can sit there and rob me blind because they think I'm stupid. And I'll tell you, it's a godsend that Robert Byrd went ahead and finally went to hell because I don't like to see anybody die, but this will throw a monkey wrench into their total private Federal Reserve takeover of the entire economy, which even the Washington Post admits, but in a good way, they say, is what is in the financial reform bill. Oh, you want to get the Federal Reserve back for stealing trillions and not saying where it went? Well, here, let's just give them total control over every other area of the economy, not just banking. Yes, and then the article admits $600 trillion in derivatives. Many experts we have on say it was 1.5 quadrillion a year ago, that it's now 2,000 trillion. That's quadrillion. It used to be hard to say the billion word. I'd be talking about billions and say millions. It was thousands, consequently millions, consequently billions, consequently trillions, consequently quadrillions. And then quadrillion quadrillions, 2 quadrillion. Yeah, we're going to be like Zimbabwe, ladies and gentlemen, and then the government will still perch up there as our savior, and the dim-eyed, fluoride, brain-damaged public will lick the boots of the new messianic Republican leader lining up for the next 2 years. This Republican court sold out the Second Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, in the last hour today, we've got witnesses who've been down at the G20 / G8 takeover of Toronto that cost $1.2 billion for the 3-day event. And we've caught the police in Canada, very near Toronto, in Ottawa, in Montebello, a suburb of Ottawa, staging attacks on their own officers. We've caught police in Seattle setting fire to their trash cans and things, posing as anarchists. We've caught them in Italy. We've caught them in Greece. We've caught them in England, in London. The list just goes on and on. And I do have some reports here. I've got one out of CTV News. National television, where it just describes how it's very suspicious, and a lot of people are saying they believe it was provocateur. Burn a few cars. Then instead of the G20 getting $1.2 billion in security in the next city, they'll get $2 billion. Burn a couple more cars, get $3 billion. And then they use that to militarize and federalize and privatize, internationalize the local police. Wherever the bankers go, the exact same phenomenon is carried out. This is as staged and as fake as Elena Kagan wearing lipstick and earrings. Elena Kagan in drag, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, boy. I mean, these people are criminals. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for our private property. They've already destroyed the dollar. The country's dead already financially unless we reverse this system. I told you a decade ago when they started selling these derivatives that it was designed to implode our economy and bring down the nation because I'd seen it done in Latin America, I'd seen it done in Africa, I'd seen it done in Asia. We know what these derivatives do. We know what the IMF and World Bank does. And I had all these economists on over the years, George Humphrey and Tarpley and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, Humphrey going back 12 years ago talking about derivatives, but they really were just at that point making the change. They had some forms of them, but not as 100% fraudulent as they are now. I mean, they're more than 100%. They're not just fraudulent, they're destructively fraudulent. They're acidic, they're explosive, they're black holes designed to destroy economies. And now it's all over the news. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the London Telegraph, all announcing top economists, financial analysts saying we're in a depression. Well, a depression is three quarters of sustained recession with an above 20% unemployment rate. That's one of the classic benchmarks. So the media lies, the government lies and says we have a 9.8. My friends, every private analyst, every private group that looks at this says 22 to 25, okay? It's probably about 23 to 24. But regardless, it's in the low 20s, okay? That is a depression. And here is the New York Times today, Paul Krugman. The third depression is the headline. We are now, I fear, in the early stages of a third depression. It will probably look more like the Long Depression than the much more severe Great Depression. But the cost to the world economy and all, to millions of lives blighted by the absence of jobs, will nonetheless be immense. And I agree with Krugman. Let's hope it's a Japanese-style long depression that they've had since the late 80s. Let's hope that it is something similar to what we've seen in Japan in the last 20 years. Let's hope it's just a long, sustained degeneration, because a full-on total collapse will be explosive, and that is unfortunately what is starting to shape up. I hope this is the case, and a lot of evidence shows it tending towards this, because the country was so wealthy, there is so much still private property. It would take a long time for the government to steal it all and give it to offshore banks. But you can better believe things are going to be a lot worse for all Americans from here on out. Because just like Greece, we are run by criminals, the same crooks. And we are not saying no to the tyranny like Iceland. We are not saying no to the tyranny like other nations have done. We are going straight down. It's like we have bowling ball, cement shoes, and the American people are sitting on the dock. There's 100-foot deep water right off the dock. And we're putting on huge lead cannonball shoes. And I'm saying, look, you don't want to jump in the water. I mean, you really want to take those shoes off. It's dangerous to be on a dock wearing 50-pound lead shoes, 50 pounds apiece. If you fall in the water, you're going to shoot to the bottom. You are going to die. Do not put those on. Stop it. Stop it. World government's bad. Letting foreign banks take over and run things is bad. These people are crooks. Madoff was one of their top minions. Look out. Look out. You're like, I'll show you, conspiracy theorist, as you put the lead shoes on and jump in the water. Here's a better analogy. It's like a long dock out in the middle of a frigid lake 100 feet deep. And we've watched all these third world countries be held down and have the globalists fit the bowling ball, cannonball, lead weight shoes on them and then throw them off the dock. And then now the same bankers have walked up to us and invited us out on the dock in 1913. And the last 97 years has been the long walk out to the end of the dock. And now with the October takeover and the trillion stolen, they fitted the bowling balls, lead weights onto our shoes. And now they've got us stood up on the edge of the dock. And we can see bubbles coming up from the last, you know, countries thrown into the frigid, icy water. And I'm on the shore with a bullhorn saying, no, no, don't struggle, fight back, don't let them throw you over. And the government looks at you and says, be trendy, be cool, I don't want to have to call you a racist, I don't want to have to call you a terrorist. And the American people are looking at the banker saying, throw me in then. In fact, can I lick your boots first? And the banker's like, sure, go ahead and lick my boots a little before I shove you into the water. And I'm going to shove your children in, too. You're like, oh, thank you, government. Thank you. I'm so domesticated. I love everything you do to me. It's so much fun. Oh, thank you. Why does this have to happen? Why do we have to be ruled by crooks and scam artists and fraudsters? Why are we letting them openly train the police to take on gun owners and landowners? Why? Why are we so pathetic? Because from the time of being children, set in front of the television to crap our diapers, the American people have been drinking sodium fluoride and eating GMO food and being injected full of mercury and viruses and everything else that's in the vaccines. And we have been taught to value football and baseball and dramas and sitcoms and Hollywood. And we've been caught to act like little children and to giggle and laugh and go to the bar every night and get drunk and never have a care in the world. We're not serious. Our ancestors gave us milk and honey. Our ancestors gave us a promised land. Our ancestors gave us the Gutenberg press and private property and liberty and free men owning arms. And now we have squandered it all away. We have sold our birthright for a bowl of soup, a bowl of soup that the New World Order has poisoned. We have given it all away in fraud. Let me use a more modern analogy. It's like the new Rumpelstiltskin Shrek 3. Where Shrek gives it all away to the slick-talking Rumpelstiltskin. And I have to sit here and know that our government's far worse than the fictitious Rumpelstiltskin. I have to sit here and watch an army of demonic pelicans, just drunk on our blood, having their way with us. And I, for one, am sick of these people. We need to hate them. We need to disdain them. We need to beat the drum that they are illegitimate criminals. And if we just keep beating that drum and never shut up and face the horror of what we've been incrementally snugged into. I mean, we've dug our own graves. We're in the grave now. The New World Order standing above us, urinating on us. And I, for one, am sick of it. That didn't rain, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Oh, now I've got a headache. I mean, this is really upsetting me. Okay, I don't even want to be here at the show today. I mean, this is so horrible and makes me so angry that I probably shouldn't even be on the air today because I'm really worried about what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I'm mad. And you should be mad, too, because that is evidence of the fact that your brain, your psyche, your spirit, your soul knows that we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We've got an oppressive police state hanging over us to enforce at gunpoint the robberies that are taking place by these corrupt feudal lords that are over us. Now, I'm going to give you the phone number, and we're going to take your phone calls, and just I'm going to take a lot of them. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us worldwide. Here, my friends, the good news is there is a big awakening happening. People are getting serious. They are focusing. And that's why the establishment is openly now saying, yes, we're going to have kill switches. Yes, we're going to control ISPs. Yes, we're going to block what you can see. Yes, we're taking over the web. Yes, it's Chinese-style control. That's Lieberman's own words. It's all happening. It's all happening. They know you're rising. They know you found your legs. They know you're wiping the sleep out of your eyes, spiritually, psychologically, physically. They can hear your engine fire up like a 450 horsepower Hemi. And they can hear that roar coming through those pipes. And they are scared, ladies and gentlemen. And so they're going to start World War III with Iran. They're going to hammer the economy down. I mean, I was reading this morning where there's Taiwanese giant skimmers that one ship that they've been offering us for over a month and a half that's been waiting that this one ship can remove more oil a day than all the other ships involved. That's why Obama blocked the Dutch, the Norwegians, the Taiwanese. They've got these mega ships. And it's confirmed that they're never going to let them help. They're never going to let the cities and counties and states. I heard the governor this morning in Mississippi where it's finally hitting the estuaries and the bays, and they could have just simply blocked it by putting sand berms up. But the environmentalists said, no, they're not environmentalists. They're feudal lords. You understand that? It's about them telling you if you can wipe your hind in. It's about the government. For you to breathe, you got to pay a tax to these people. You understand? We always joke about, may I have permission to breathe? Yes, you got to pay us a carbon tax on that because you're exhaling a poison, as Bill Gates said. That's why I put an image of humans up on the screen at the TED convention 2 months ago and said, we've got to lower this down to zero to stop the carbon. Everybody laughed. All a little globalist. It's like, ha, 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 ha. We're talking about mass killing. No one will get it. They're so stupid when they watch this on the internet. And I'm supposed to sit here as a red-blooded male. I mean, I'm red-blooded, folks. I mean, isn't everybody like me? I know a lot of you out there are. I know growing up in high school and college, I ran into a lot of people where I lived in North Texas that if you looked at them wrong, they'd start trying to beat the daylights out of you. And boy, let me tell you, you better fight them with everything you had or you're going to go to the hospital. It was you or them. What? But how can you get a man fighting mad if somebody says something smart mouth to their girlfriend or somebody cuts them off in traffic? But these people can poison your water, poison your food, steal your whole future, debase your currency, rob you through inflation, and you can't get angry because you're under a spell. You're under mind control. What's a secret society? That's a thousand-year-old name for an intelligence agency. What's a spell? A spell is just mind control. A spell is a mind trick. Hypnotized, a game. You're in a trance, folks. Look, I'm not in a trance, okay? How am I, who's red-blooded, how am I, a red-blooded person, not supposed to get angry here? How am I not supposed to be crazed with concern and animating energy to resist these people? We're a nation of lazy slugs, myself included. We always pass the job on to somebody else. We always pass the initiative on to somebody else. We always wait till tomorrow, and then wait till next week, and then wait till next year. There isn't time. There isn't time. There isn't time. It's worse than I thought. And I have confirmed, there is no doubt, that since April 20th, how many days is that? Guys, do the calculator. What's 28 days? We're on the 28th day of June. And then what was it, 30 days in May or 31? I forget. Let's just say 30 and 20. So how many days is that? How many days since the oil spill? What's 28, 30, and 20? How many? 78 days. 78 days. 2.5 months. 78 days that's happened. And you've got all Vanguard, the president's own mutual fund, where almost all his money's invested, his $10 million plus dollars. You've got Goldman Sachs dumping 44% of their stock. You've got the CEO of BP dumping 33%+, over a third. Is what the media reported. You've got all these other funds just dumping BP in the week before. You've got this strange modification that was done on the wellhead 2 hours before it blew up. You've got all the secrecy. You've got the engineers on board who were on record in the Coast Guard trial they had almost a month ago, the Coast Guard hearing, saying they had told them months before this was going to cause an explosion, and the well had indeed already ruptured weeks before, and they gave them more orders that they said would cause an explosion. A lot of times when the globalists stage something, they just give someone an order that they know will cause a chain reaction. Then there's plausible deniability. And then if that wasn't enough, for at least 70 days of the 78, because I remember a week into it, there were counties, there were states, there was the cities. They were out there knowing that, especially in Louisiana with those estuaries where most of the fishing goes on, you know, huge marshlands, huge brackish areas full of shrimp and fish and where a lot of their fishing goes on. And the Fed said, you know what, 10 miles in, we now declare us federal. 10 miles into land, you can't block. Because first they try to block right out at the ocean. They'd say, no, you're not blocking that at the ocean. And they'd have ways for the fish to swim around out of the brackish areas. It would just have a brake line in front so they could, you know, catch the oil there. And the Fed said no. And then Dutch and Taiwanese and other ships arrived, giant ships designed for this that could scoop up one of these things. They were reporting could pump in 50,000 barrels a day. 50,000 barrels a day. By one estimate, I've seen that one ship can get about 10% of the oil coming out each day. And there's scores. There's more than 30 ships of similar type, these new modern mega ships that could come and could already be here and doing this over a month ago. And the government says, no, we're not going to get rid of the Jones Act for an emergency waiver for Gulf relief. They could do instantly. No, we're not going to let the counties and states fix it. No, these are terrorists. And you know why? They can't wait till the first hurricane comes into the Gulf. Thank God Alex turned away towards Mexico. They can't wait until it drives those hundreds of millions of gallons of oil up onto our beaches and they get to declare an emergency and pass their stinking carbon tax. Oh, you don't want their carbon tax? They're going to teach you a lesson. They blew that oil well and they can't wait for that oil to come ashore and you're not going to stop them.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Senator Sessions was just doing his opening statement at Kagan. She's wearing a giant blue clown dress. I'm not exaggerating. It literally looks like it's about 20 sizes too big for her. It looks like something out of Alice in Wonderland that the Wicked Queen would wear. Her head looks like something out of Beetlejuice, you know, the shrunken head people. I mean, it doesn't look like it. This is like a Beetlejuice nightmare. This woman is maybe like a demonic entity, an interdimensional shapeshifter. I'm starting to believe David Icare for a moment. I'm joking about that, folks. I'm not joking about her. Look! Her head looks smaller than her hands. They just showed a shot of her, and I'm actually starting to have hallucinations looking at her. And she is sitting there with this arrogant, angry look on her face, even as other senators grovel to her. And I've never seen anyone in a confirmation hearing look like this. She has an arrogant stance, wearing a giant clown outfit. She is unable to smile. And they've tried to doll her up a bit, which makes her only look more cartoonish. But again, I don't care how she looks, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the issue. This woman is a tyrant. This woman worships this Israeli judge who Judge Bork called the worst judge in the world, who believes judges should make law and rule as tyrants. This woman is anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech. I mean, what more do I have to say? You've heard the quotes. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. I just can't handle it anymore. We were going to go to Wayne and from 1380 AM in Tennessee, but he just hung up. And Derek, Mark, Dan, Jim, Alex, we're going to get to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Here, let's fade up a little bit of this audio right now of Lord Kagan, our new ruler.
We can all agree that your decisions will impact society long after you have left the court. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes put it plainly, and I quote, "Presidents come and go, but the Supreme Court goes on forever."
That's
that
enough.
Is why it is so important for us.
Man, guys, is it just me, or is she like in a stare down with the senators? Like the Chicago mob has told them, look, you're all going to vote for her. We're going to tell folks about what you did last summer. I mean, I have never seen, this woman is a dictator. I mean, she is just swollen. Does she not look swollen and like she's on a power trip up there? Is there no end to the humiliation that this country has to go through? You know, the government makes us do things that seem absurd because once they've trained you to do something absurd, you'll pull it up with anything. I mean, I have to sit here and watch this woman with a scowl on her face hatefully stare down the Senate that she has total contempt for. She can't wait to be on that court for 30, 40 years. That's why they're putting her in there. She's young, literally never done anything but been a government bureaucrat and a minion. I can't believe the way she's looking at these people. Oh, I guess she's been told she can do whatever she wants. I'm surprised she doesn't just... Never mind. Let's fade up the audio a little bit more here.
...nominee to a test of judicial excellence, and your nomination will be no different. First, the nominee must demonstrate that she has the competence, character, integrity, and temperament necessary for any judge or justice.
They put her forward as a joke.
Not only
they put her forward as a joke on us,
mind, but also willing to decide cases with an open mind.
I can't look at her anymore. Get it off screen. I'm serious. It's driving me into a rage right now. This person will not rule me and my family. I am not your slave, you sack of pus. You degenerate, gun-grabbing, America-hating thug. Get in a teleportation machine. Go back to Nazi Germany where you'd be more happy, where judges did rule for the Fuhrer. Why don't you go in a time machine back to Stalin and lick his boots? Why don't you get out of my country, you sack of worm, rotten, degenerate, rat-filled trash, you verminous viper? We'll be back in 1 minute with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.